proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
John Potter, Life and Local, and it's been a while since we had you on.
It's been a few busy months, and
we have been, haven't we?
Yes, yes, we have been.
You've
so
been to Hawaii,
now I'm back,
and across the country,
and all over the place.
We believe, Patty and I, Patty Woods here, we believe that travel is one of the best way to spend money.
Absolutely, and it's, you know, you work hard, but every now and then you got to play hard.
That's right, and we're going to tell you how to have that money for travel. Yes.
Yes. The reverse mortgage.
Hey, don't make a face when we say reverse mortgage, because it has greatly improved some of what Patty can arrange for you. And the first thing I want to bring up is we were just talking to Dr. Fred Simon about the financial crunch that people are having with inflation and high prices. And I personally know people who are tapping in to their investment accounts, their IRAs, and their 401k, despite the penalties, they're cashing that stuff in and watching those savings disappear at a faster rate than they have over the years. Tell us how having a reverse mortgage on your property could really benefit them, Patty.
Well, one of the things, first of all, it's got to be your primary residence. But if you're 62 or older, then you can tap into the equity of your home, and there's no tax consequences. This is your money that you're taking out. And so it's, 25, 30 days, we can get you money. If you have a mortgage already, and every month you're a little bit short, because I'm running into people like that, or if you just have repairs around your house, maybe you have credit card debt. You know, credit cards are disgusting these days. The interest rates are 29% on a lot of them. And people are making minimum payments. They're not being able to ever pay this off. Well, you have all this equity sitting in your home. You're not going to take your home with you. Why not pull out some of that equity? There is no tax penalty for doing that. You don't have to pay taxes on it. And it's a good way to get some of that relief.
When we say equity, folks, we're saying this is your money that you put into your primary home.
Your nest egg.
It's there,
yes.
And it's sitting there, and it's going to sit there after we're gone. So,
yes, that is true.
Can't take it to heaven, I keep saying. So, okay, so you're going to streamline this for folks and make it work for them.
Yes. Let's talk about a couple things. Number one, interest rates. We all know interest rates have gone up. So in the reverse mortgage, when interest rates are a little bit higher, then the principal limit, which is the amount that you're allowed to take out of your home, mm-hmm. that's lowered a little bit. So you must have some equity in your home. If you have a mortgage, we can pay that off if you still have enough equity in your home. So it's pretty simple.
And let me repeat, this money that you take out of your home is not taxable.
Correct. You don't have to pay. You know, and right now, everybody's freaked out about adjustable rates. Well, with the interest rates being a little bit higher, you're not making a monthly payment. So the adjustable rate right now, you get a larger line of credit on an adjustable rate. So that is the way most people are going right now, because even though interest rates are higher, when they go down, the interest rate will go down. So with the principal limit being lowered, that means you still have a lot of equity in your home. So as your home value goes up a little bit, even though if you took out some of the money and you're having the interest compound, you still are going to have equity because your home value is going up.
That's another thing. Yeah. Some people have owned their home here in Reno for decades, and the value has really gone up.
Oh, absolutely.
So this benefits them if they are going to go this route with the reverse mortgage.
Right. Oh, that, and I'll definitely, I've had some clients lately that they say, oh, my property's only worth probably about $350,000. And when I do my research, I mean, their property's worth $450,000, almost $500,000.
That's right. Folks, she does do research on
this. There's a lot of people that don't really know what their property value is.
And you find out.
Yes.
Because you did for us. You check out the neighborhood houses and what they run for at that time. And we're in a crunch because of home repairs.
Absolutely. And that's
the unexpected.
The unexpected. Yep. There's a lot of people, you know, their heater's gone out or their air conditioning's gone out, their water heater, their roof. You know, owning a home is wonderful, but there's also the maintenance on it is, you know, it could be draining. Mm-hmm. It could be very draining. There's always something to do when you own a home.
And the beauty of this, folks, is not having to, I sound like a salesman here, but I really see value in this. The beauty is not having to make a monthly payment. You know, as you mentioned, interest rates are a little bit higher right now. We hope they're going to go down soon, but doesn't look it. It doesn't. Right. Actually, inflation went up again this week.
Yeah. Well, let's touch on that. Mm-hmm. You know, some people are weighing the HELOC, which is the home equity line of credit, and the reverse mortgage. The difference between the two is that you're not making that monthly payment. So if you need $50,000 out and you go to another bank and they say, oh, yeah, we'll give you $50,000, but we want it paid back in 5 years and we want you to make a $600 a month payment. Well, that defeats the purpose, because if you don't have the money to get the $50,000 to make the payment, with a reverse mortgage, if you only need $50,000, get the $50,000. Interest is only going to be charged on the $50,000. More than likely, you're going to have a higher line of credit, but you don't have to make the monthly payments. Keep in mind, you do have to pay your property taxes and insurance. But if you own your home outright, number one, you're paying your taxes and insurance anyways.
So
that's not going to change. You know, you always need to have to pay your taxes and insurance.
People want to leave their homes to their kids or family, and they have this impression that the bank owns it with a reverse mortgage. Actually, with this FHA-insured loan, at the end of your days, your heirs will never be out of pocket, even
no,
a dime.
That's absolutely correct. And in today's market, mm-hmm. because they're not letting you take out, you know, I've been doing this for 17 years. Years ago, they used to let you take out a lot more equity. And so there were times when people were upside down, is what we would call it, because they've outlived the loan, which means that their property, especially in 2006, 7, 8, 9, 10, when property values fell tremendously. It is an FHA-insured loan, so your heirs will never be out a penny. But the other thing is, in today's market, is that more than likely you're still going to have something to give to them.
I think the real beauty is not having to make that monthly payment.
Yes.
Imagine how that improves a budget.
Yes, that does.
I mean, you don't have to own 100% of the house. You can do this even if you're still making mortgage payments.
Correct. If you still have enough equity, you have a smaller mortgage, we can eliminate that mortgage. And if you have extra equity, then we can either get you payments. There's, you know, several ways we can do this. You can get a line of credit. You can get monthly payments. You can do both. It could be a mixture of both. But depending on what you need, we will find something to meet your needs.
884-9910. And how can people contact you, Patty?
My number is 775-954-0366.
If they want to find out more, just get a general education, can you recommend a certain website or something that people can...
I knew you were going to put me on the spot there.
That kind of simplifies things. I mean, do you?
It can, but you know what? I really like to talk to people in person.
Sure.
I'm local here. And I can go to their home, that we can meet at my office. I am not a high-pressure salesperson, not at all. If it works for you and it sounds good and it's going to work, then great. If not, at least you understand the reverse mortgage.
And what do you charge people for doing this?
Zero. I will go to your house. There's no fee whatsoever. If you decide to do the reverse mortgage, then there's, you know, fees involved. You have all of your title and escrow and lender and FHA. But for me to come talk to you is nothing. I am so passionate about my reverse mortgage helping people that if I can help you, that's great. But if it's not going to work for you, it's very nice meeting a lot of these sweet people.
How is this better than having a home equity line of credit?
Well, as I said, when you get a home equity line of credit, there's a couple things. Number one, you're making a payment. Number two, it's, you know, it's either a 5-year or a 10-year, and then that's it. The nice thing about the reverse mortgage, especially if you get a line of credit, this is your line of credit till the day you're gone. And so you can use that, and you never have to make a monthly payment.
Call Patty today, folks. She can answer any and all questions on reverse mortgage. She's a specialist, as she says. She's been doing this 17 years of reverse mortgage experience, and her number is 775-954-0366. Anything else, Patty?
No, I think that's it. I definitely want people to call me. Even if you have a question, I'll talk to people on the phone, answer their questions. Like I said, I've been doing this for so long, and I keep up with what's going on a daily basis. So I know them inside, outside, upside down.
Why do you like this so much?
Well, you know, I'm a people person. I like to visit with people. I like to talk to people, and I like to help people solve their problems. So I just, if I can help somebody in any way, that's what I like to do.
If I can be crass, get some money, folks.
Yeah.
775-954-0366 is Patty's number. Patty, it's so good to see
Thank
you
again. Thank you. Nice to see you, John.
Nice Hawaiian tan there, too.
Thank you.
I got to say, I got nothing from Elko.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay, folks, we'll be back. I'm John Potter. Open topic for the next segment before our next guest comes in at 10:30, 884-9910. This is 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1018.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. John Potter here and Craig out in Carson City. This is for you, Craig. I just ordered a matching belt and bag for my wife's birthday, and now she's going to get that vacuum working again in no time. That was for you. It's 10:20. I can hear your eyes rolling, young man.
Yeah, they rolled so far back in the back of my
All
head,
right.
It's like
okay.
I'm taking a nap now.
All right, let me throw that one away. Okay, this week is part of that $95 billion foreign aid bill that Dr. Fred was talking about earlier. I meant to say something about this. It passed Congress, and President Biden signed into law this $95 billion foreign aid bill on, I think it was Wednesday. Included as part of the legislation was not a ban on TikTok. It was an order that TikTok must be sold to a non-Chinese owner in a certain amount of time, or it has to go away. And people have been saying, oh my gosh, 170 million Americans use this. They can't do this. Well, I disagree. It's not that 170 million Americans use TikTok. It's that TikTok uses 170 million Americans. The concerns about TikTok have been based on, the Chinese government can use this to track you and all the other stuff. Well, the Chinese government knows everything about you already. Every time, like some bank or some other business gets hacked, that's where that information goes, right? China already knows our names, knows what we buy. The Chinese know how many guns we have better than our own government does. The purpose of TikTok, Chinese-owned, is to plant seeds of social disruption in the United States. It's a slow-motion Pearl Harbor. It's meant to weaken us socially and to create messages and morals that hurt our people. make them question our system and weaken our strength. The Tide Pod thing came from TikTok, right? Transgenderism in our middle schools arises almost exclusively from TikTok. And to be honest with you, the Kia Hyundai easy to steal thing arose exclusively from TikTok. Much of the anti-Semitism thing that's going on right now is driven by TikTok. Now, the Kia Hyundai thing, someone on TikTok comes out with how easy they are to steal. And TikTok surveys these things. They've got algorithms. And when they find things that are socially destructive, they promote them like crazy. They take certain videos and play them up. So they taught America's young people these new ways to steal cars. And in our urban America, this took off like wildfire. And after Kia and Hyundai updated their cars to where you couldn't do that, the desire to steal a car has gone a different direction, and now cars are increasingly being stolen at gunpoint. Planting the seeds of entitlement and other types of social decay just bears a terrible, heartbreaking, bitter fruit. And I don't understand the trying to hold on to TikTok business, because there's like three or four other social media companies that do the same thing. Facebook has Reels or Threads or whatever that is. They're not the only game in town for this. And by the way, remember when social media was fun? When you caught up with the classmates and you saw pictures of your niece's wedding? When you saw where people were vacationing and what they ate for lunch and what astronomical miles had just rolled over on somebody's odometer? Remember that fun stuff? When it was about baptisms and dogs and cat videos and chemotherapy? Uplifting stuff, you know, when it was about, when it was truly social media, a way for people to be in touch, to exchange information and friendship. And then 2016 came. In the aftermath of a presidential election, the torrent was unleashed, and social media was pretty much ruined. It became hateful. Tweet after post after pin, one political tribalist after another spewing hate and invective to those who dared have a contrary view. It wasn't conversation. It was a verbal beatdown of anybody with a different view, often in the vilest terms, with no reason or courtesy, just the words of violence and hate pumped like sewage across social media. And so instead of a way to keep in touch or to learn new things or to see the ideas and the knowledge of others, it's become a free media way to club others into social submission, to use networks of friendship or interest to intimidate and brutalize. And sometimes it was by people you knew, sometimes by people you didn't know, sometimes by paid operatives doing it as much as they could with as much as they could. I started blocking people. I pushed the button and they were gone from my social media world. Gone, period. Evaporated. I've since blocked dozens. I refuse. I mean, you bring up politics, I'm going to do that. I refuse to let my social media time or my group of friends be their political toilet paper, I guess. A snotty jab and you're gone. Bye. I promise never to think of you again. And for months, I've muted or unfollowed the most obnoxious and ambitious of posters. A couple of years ago, I stopped posting. You may have noticed on my Facebook, I post a picture here and there. That's it. You know, I stopped posting public comments on Reddit and Facebook, even Nextdoor.com. My thought was to quietly turn away, let them rage on, but let them rage on without my hearing it. Muting is the polite way to disengage. I do not want to be an unwitting accomplice in either their rage or their propaganda. If you're a jerk, you're gone. I recommend you do the same. Whether you have a small circle or large, there's no room for the skunks at the garden party, or weeds in the garden, as Mom would say. Blocking obnoxious people is like pulling weeds in the garden of your social media. It removes the useless and distracting, and it leaves more room for the good and the worthy to grow. Is this burying one's head in the sand? Is blocking angry partisans building walls instead of bridges? No. Personally, I follow many people I disagree with, but they are able to express themselves with politeness or grace, wit, or charm. I disagree with Bill Maher, but he's funny. You know, I love great minds. I hate dark hearts. I don't care what you say. I care how you say it. And a jerk is a jerk is a jerk. So start blocking today, says me. Make social media social again. Keep in touch with people you care about. Follow the subjects and the people who interest you. Take part in the exchange of the ideas and the beliefs. Just not the insults or the attacks. You know, as you post, even about politics or other things close to your heart, do so with a spirit you can be proud of. Don't be dull or timid, but use the wit and intelligence, not the insult and abuse. Hold your head high, but hold it with manners and class. And, you know, be aware of the anger and contention that can creep in, because it does. And make sure you don't become seduced by and addicted to the thrill of the fight, the intoxication of the rage. Life is not about anger or fighting, and political discussions should be about love of country, not hatred of opponent. It's about building America, not tearing down the other side. And don't you leave muddy footprints on anybody else's carpet. That's basically what it is. And you don't let anybody else leave muddy footprints on yours. Just block them, as many as you need to. Make social media social again, folks. Yes. My dad had a policy. Never talk politics at like dinner parties or get-togethers. He considered it gauche. Oh, that's a word I haven't heard for decades. Anyway, time far gone. Fox News, we're going to break for right now. We got Derek Lee coming up next with us here, too. Live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. I'm John Potter, phone number 884-9910. Fox News next. We'll be back in a few minutes on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk Time, 1032.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth.
More. I'm John Potter. When I say more, I mean Derek Lee, Brain Health Formulas, is here. And what did you bring?
John, yes? I brought a bucket of donuts. We can share them. We can split them. I am a celiac, and I had three of these on the way in today.
But it still looks like there's like 12. Are there? Oh, my gosh.
Look, see the three missing spaces?
You know I'm only one man here.
Me too. And I'm celiac, and I ate 3 week donuts today.
You are so much like me. The eyes are bigger than the stomach, and I always go overboard. Plus, it's a deal, right?
It's always a deal when you buy a dozen.
Yeah, where were these from?
I got them from Rayleigh's grocery store this morning.
Rayleigh's Donuts?
Yep.
I've never had a Rayleigh's Donut.
They are not bad.
I'm looking at it. That's pretty unique, some of the donuts there.
Yeah. That's quite the variety.
Okay, well, good. You came with the right stuff. Today's folks, today's topics, of course, brain health. Number two, weight loss. Boy, do we get reaction talking about weight loss. And we would like to start with something that really keys in to a terrible disease that affects so many people. I know people who are going through this. And as I was telling Derek Lee, there's a whole subreddit on Reddit for people who are suffering from liver cirrhosis. And not only have you come up with a formula to aid and help these people, but also you were telling me, and I know you have dog formulas. You were telling me that cirrhosis is a top ailment of our man's best friend?
That's correct.
I never heard this before.
Dogs typically die from liver and kidney failure before they actually die of old age.
When you say liver failure, then you're not talking cirrhosis with dogs, are you?
Well, what would be the cause of liver failure? It's going to be the liver. If the liver stops working, it's going to be a conglomeration of the liver's not producing all the enzymes. So that means the liver is plugged. So that leads to either fatty liver or liver cirrhosis.
And oh, so, is that how, I didn't know how it happens, but.
Well, it's the liver can't process the fats out properly, so it gets plugged. So therefore, it doesn't produce the enzymes it's supposed to in order to break down fats. So therefore, the liver itself stops working efficiently.
And it dies.
It stops. Yeah, it just stops working. And so when the liver stops working, that reduces the ability for us and dogs to break down fats. And if we cannot break down fats, our brain dies. Our brains are 90% fat.
It lives on cholesterol.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And dogs are not any different. And so I have lab work, lab results proof. I started working with a 3.5-year-old English bulldog right before Thanksgiving. And the vet diagnosed it with kidney issues and liver failure at 3.5 years old. And we worked on it. We brought the dog back to life, and it took another 3 months, maybe 3 or 4 months to currently. 2 weeks ago, the owner sent me lab results from the vet, which she loved the vet before, and she's abandoned that vet since because the vet keeps telling her misinformation. I keep providing more and more information based on lab results. And we have completely reversed the dog's liver failure in 4 months.
Oh, well, I want to get to your formula, but first off, what did the vets do for it?
They provide more and more antibiotics. Antibiotics don't work on the liver. Antibiotics work on the kidneys. Antibiotics are water-based.
They don't know this?
They're supposed to, but I think they might be functioning from the ignorance of the human.
Okay.
I don't know for sure, but none of that made sense to me. So that dog had a massive infection. White blood cell count was at 24. Normal is between 5 and 8, just like similar to humans. Mm-hmm. The red blood cell count was at 3, which low is 5, similar to humans. So within 1 week of us put together 2 different formulas for the dog to increase red blood cell count, decrease white blood cell count, that was the main thing because that's a significant infection with white blood cell count at 24, where high is 8.
Well, first thing I heard about such a dramatic connection between the liver and the brain.
It's the liver is the key factor of how we process fats. His liver produces the bile for us to break down foods, especially fat soluble foods. The liver's not working properly. It's a real challenge, not only for humans, especially for dogs.
This is an extremely important organ in your body. Now tell us how you keyed in on a certain formula for this. And you have dog formulas, you have human formulas. Is the formula that targets cirrhosis between the two very different?
With dogs, it's a little bit easier to target because they're not as big. Humans are much more complex than a dog. Dog is actually pretty simple. It's more or less with a dog formula, So in the dog restore, I only have 20 milligrams of amino acids. With humans, we go up to 80 milligrams. So with the 20 milligrams of amino acids, I reconfigured it to target the fatty acid complex. So it is going to be a fungus is based on a composition of fatty acids, by the way. So a mushroom is all chains of fatty acids. So that means it's a fungus-based issue. When a dog at 3 years old has liver problems, liver cirrhosis, fatty liver syndrome, that's chains of fatty acids that have built up within the liver. So I can manipulate the amino acid complex for the dog restore. And with this particular dog, I put it in capsules so I could manipulate the amino acid complex to target to disrupt those fungus, the fungal, the fatty acids in the liver. And that's how, so it took 4 months of just the owner continually giving the dog Restore to the dog, breakfast and dinner. And 4 months, and we reversed all the enzymes, are back to normal range.
You do a lot of testing. So what are the names of the products that focus on the cirrhosis in both cases?
The Restore. The Restore,
the
Restore. Does, the Restore does most of it. That does most of it for the dogs. Mm-hmm. Based on some of the lab results, as well how I can specifically cater to the dog. And if human has liver cirrhosis, if they send me lab results, I can also cater one or two formulas specifically to target their specific issues. Because with humans, it's not only going to be the liver. It's going to be some other organs going to be compromised also.
That's where complicated.
It's a lot more complex than a dog.
And where can people get the Restore?
Restore can be, you can purchase that on our website, brainhealthformulas.com. If you have questions, if you have lab results, and you want to a different approach or a different interpretation of your lab data, you can email me at derek@brainhealthformulas.com, or you can give me a call at 775-634-7789.
What's your honest opinion of this? Because now this is not a product of because I was tempted to get this. Is what I hear milk thistle effective for helping improve the liver function?
I believe milk thistle has phenolic acids in it that breaks up fatty acid buildup. So okay. Hypothetically, it should contribute to the health of the liver based on the phenolic acids of milk thistle.
All right. Well, I'm using your Restore, and I'll check that out. Thank you. Derek Lee with us, a Brain Health Formulas. Do you have a question for Derek? 884-9910. That was interesting. Really was. We're going to talk about weight loss next. All right. We got the attention of almost everybody here. 884-9910. I'm John Potter. Be back in a few minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 1046.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Gotta say, man, I never had this before. A Rayleigh's Bakery Donut. And smooth as silk, my friend.
It's amazing.
It's like they made it like an hour ago. Which Rayleigh's was it?
In Carson City.
You know what really surprised me? I'm not a fan of Save Mart, but their bakery on Keystone, that place is something else. There's some expert genius running that one. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local. Derek Lee for one more segment, taking questions, 884-9910. His formulas, people rave about them. This is what, your like sixth time on the show?
At least, it seems like.
Six or seven, something like that. The reaction has been great. Let me talk about the weight loss thing. Okay, I'm going to bring up Ostempic and Rigovi. There is a post on the Reno Reddit. Somebody who takes Wegovy, is that the name of it? Wegovy, okay. For weight loss or whatever else they, you know, it's really for weight loss. That's what people are getting it for. They can't find it anywhere in Reno. All these Ozempics, there's a huge, nobody can find it. What? So try Derek Lee's formula, Fat Buster. It is very close to the formula that Ozempic and Wegovy use, only it's a natural copycat. You don't mind me saying copycat, do you?
Because you can say whatever you want to, John.
Well, gives me donuts and lets me say what I want. Okay, so tell the folks who haven't heard about Fat Buster what you put in it and how it works.
Fat Buster.
Is I eat the donut. Okay.
I had three of them on the way in. It's okay.
Well, we got Fat Buster.
Right? Yeah, that's right. We'll follow up with that. So what the key component of what Fat Buster is called Fucoxanthin. Fucoxanthin is a kelp extract, it's an extract from brown algae, which within kelp. And it has enzymes in it that breaks down fat. If it's stored fat, it can break down stored fat. If it's in the intestinal tract, it can break down. It can break that down because it has enzymes that are natural to humans. As we age, those enzymes disappear. I don't know why, but they disappear for some reason. Whether that comes from the liver or not, I'm uncertain of. All I know is fucoxanthin provides the enzymes to convert white fat to brown fat. Brown fat's usable. White fat is storage. And so when we have those enzymes in our intestinal tract, then we can process the fats. Fats get uptook. Those are healthy fats, fatty acids. And then the brain can utilize those much easier. One thing statins does is it reduces the capacity to uptake the fats, so the fats stay in the intestinal tract, so they just get passed off in the fecal content. And so that's a really not a healthy thing for us humans, because that reduces the brain capacity, that reduces the ability for the myelin sheath in our central nervous system to stay whole and complete. So fucoxanthin, or Fat Buster and fucoxanthin, it is a natural, we can reduce cholesterol over abundance of cholesterol. The reason we start having more cholesterol in our blood is based on a lack of enzymes. So Fat Buster provides the enzymes for us to break down fats, uptake fats, and it works it's efficient. And so that paired with Restore, the Restore is going to activate the brain. The brain is going to produce the signals for to the liver, to the intestinal tract, and it's this symbiotic combination that works wonderfully. I myself have lost 12 pounds in the last month.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's noticeable.
I eat donuts. Not very often. I am a celiac, but we've been working on repairing the intestinal tract also. So we can get away with this once in a while without having any reactions. Symbiotic relationship with Restore and Fat Buster can be miraculous. At the same time, it enables us as individuals to try to start looking at what we're eating for dinner specifically, and to start training ourselves to eat more during the day and less at night. And so we store energy from foods we eat. And if we can reduce what I recommend to people who buy Fat Buster and Restore is to try eating just half a portion of what you normally would eat for dinner. And so in doing that, you still get the satisfaction of eating, but you reduce the calorie content, especially before you go to bed. And just by doing that simple process will enable you to actually lose weight taking Restore and Fat Buster. So it starts working throughout the night also. And so if you have a craving for ice cream or sweets or pie or cake, this is a trick that I do regularly, is if you have that craving and you have to have dinner before you can have that craving, do yourself a favor. Have the craving be your dinner. Have the ice cream be your dinner. Have the cake be your dinner. Have the pie be your dinner, because that's going to significantly reduce the amount of total calories you consume, because typically we're going to eat dinner and then we're going to have our craving. So we double the calorie content at night, which is not always the best thing to do. So if we just engage in the craving and utilize that as dinner, we just reduce the significant amount of calories.
Everybody has the cravings. Have you seen TV at night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Big fat dripping pizzas and all these food ads, and they run them after traditional dinner time. So people, the way they look, make the food look and everything, it's cravings. It's nonstop. It's continuous. Now, you're a Fat Buster compared to the Ozempics, is a healthier formula, being natural instead of pharmaceutical chemicals. It's also less expensive. And your Fat Buster is available at brainhealthformulas.com. Wow. I learned something every time with you. And we did mention Restore. Brain health, that's really what you specialize in.
That's correct.
That's the whole game with you because of your own personal experience.
Yes.
That you had.
When you're faced with autoimmune disorders and there is not a way to actually deal with them, mm-hmm. What I had to do was look at, okay, what's the base component of a human? And it all comes back to amino acids. And so that's in the simplest form, it's chains of amino acids. And this is how I built the amino acid complex. And this is how Restore came about and all formulas.
We're really thankful that your central lab for all this happens to be in Minden.
That's correct.
Right? I mean, we're very grateful that somebody like you is doing this right here where we live. Can only imagine what that lab looks like.
Pretty miraculous.
Yeah? Yeah, it's awesome, man. It really is. Okay, Derek Lee, thank you so much for coming up. We're wrapping up a final minute, Derek. Anything else?
Thank you to all who listen. Thank you to all the people who've participated in trying my products. And I encourage everyone to at least try them. If not for you, then maybe for your pet.
And
it's not going to hurt. The worst thing that'll happen, the biggest side effects people have, is no effect.
All right. You've come a long way from being diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome and having over 13 autoimmune diseases and disorders all within 4 years.
Pretty amazing.
You couldn't even walk.
I could not. Standing for 30 seconds, my legs would start shaking, and I'd start looking for a chair.
All right. BrainHealthFormulas.com. Derek, always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, John.
Donuts are awesome. Okay. 884-9910. We're going to talk. Well, if nobody calls, the Trump trial, okay, I threaten that I'm going to talk about that if we don't get calls. 884-9910. I'm John Potter, breaking for Fox News. FM News Talk Time, 1058.